Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everyone. Welcome back to the Eden Assignment. I am Karen Eden, and my guest for this week is one of my longtime friends, someone that is from my hood, someone who rode the school bus with me, and someone that I still have a lot of good laughs with. Tim Urich, so glad to have you here with us today.
Glad to be here, Karen.
Okay, so I have you on the show for a special reason, and mainly because you're in the business of property management, well, I should say property investment and management. So you own the buildings, and you know, a lot of you kind of have a rags to riches story. You know, I know the house you grew up in because it's identical to my house. It's one of those houses where it's like the cookie cutting exact same type houses as you go down the street. And I know that I know the background that you come from, and you know, our families, we didn't have a lot of money. And our families weren't perfect. But, you know, we often say it would be nice if we would have had a little more input when we came of age and exactly how to do things, or a little more advice, or maybe a little more encouragement, or whatever you want to call it. But, you know, it is what it is. And here we are, and we both turned out okay. But you're someone now that a lot of people will come to and ask advice from, you know, and how to get into property management, or even sometimes you just expend it to people who hate their job, don't want to work for anybody anymore. They want to make their own money and be very independent about how they make their living. And you're always so, you know, gracious to let them know the secrets and the trial and error that you went through and what works and what doesn't work. And so that's why I particularly wanted you on the show to talk about this topic for this evening, because I want people to be very aware that, you know, even if you're someone who has your own karate school or whatever, a lot of people come to you for advice. But I want people to be very aware that people can talk till they're blue in the face, but if people don't take that advice and have an action behind it, it's not going to work for them. Now, can you just elaborate a little bit on that?
Oh, you definitely hit the nail on the head there. People don't want to put the effort in to do anything. You can talk to them all day long, but they want a quick fix and make it instantly happen for them, and it doesn't work that way.
Yeah, I know. Isn't it true? Okay, so when you decided that you wanted to get into property investment, you know, you remember back in the 80s and the 90s, that's when they all started with the You Can Be Rich real estate things. You know, by the back then cassette tapes, you know, now with CDs, DVDs or whatever, or those late night shows. And a lot of people invested the $19.95 to $49.95 to $199.95 to get those packets to find out how you can grow rich in real estate.
Yes, they did.
But not everyone was
all
successful. I know you have. That's what I'm saying, though. Why, Tim, why did it work for you and it didn't work for other people who expended the same amount of money?
I can tell you right now, I failed more than I was successful, but I didn't give up. That's the secret. You have to learn by making mistakes and keep on going. Most people fail right off the bat. They don't know what they're doing and say they tried it, and then they're done. That's it for them. I didn't do that. I kept going.
It scares them away. It scares them away. If they'll try like one thing and go, oh, this isn't going to work, you know, and it scares them away. Have you ever done the, you know, the your body's not 25, and so you want to do one of those exercise regimens to get back in shape, you know, I mean, like the PX549 or whatever, you know, what's it called? I don't even know.
Power 90 is what I did. That was long time ago. Right now,
yeah.
I couldn't do it.
Okay. Well, back a long time ago when you bought that, all that stuff that was on about these people who were getting ripped and they were doing this, you know, whatever it cost, a lot of people did invest in that program, but a lot of people gave up on it and it didn't work for them. But, I mean, did it work for you?
It worked for me because I did the whole full 90 days that it said to do. I did everything the way I was supposed to do it.
And it did work. It paid off for you.
It worked, it took half the time before it started to show.
Okay, bingo. It wasn't within the first week that you noticed changes.
I can tell you, within 36, 40 days out of the 90 days, I didn't see any change at all. None. Not on the scales, not in my body. I was ready to quit. I called the president of the company and told him this wasn't working for me, that I'm going to do the whole 90 days. They told me to do the 90 days, or I want my money back. They said, if you do the 90 days, you're not happy, we'll give you money back. I said, all right, I'm going to do it. And I did.
Can you see at some point where somebody would get discouraged and give up on that particular diet regimen, diet and exercise regimen?
Oh, absolutely. I was ready to quit every day.
Okay, so that says something. You know, there has to be an investment of time for a lot of these things to work. When people go, oh, look what I've discovered, this works for me, and then they try to market it. You know, I'm going to say, and this is just a guess, probably less than 10% of the people out there in TV land who are investing in the product are not going to be successful in it because, A, they're not expending the time to wait and wait and wait again if they have to, and, B, they get too discouraged because they don't feel like they're seeing the results. And a lot of that is because perhaps they're not doing the program exactly like they're supposed to do the program. I mean, whether it's property investment or real estate or a diet plan, you know, I guess you can kind of see my point. You know, I've done this myself in martial arts. I've taught people till I was blue in the face. And, you know, I've taught self-defense classes till I was blue in the face. I've told people how to get their own karate school. And they still aren't successful. Tim, can you think of any other reasons why people may not be successful when you consult with them? I mean, I don't know. It kind of baffles me a little bit of the way people are.
Yeah, I'm still trying to figure out people. I just told someone recently how to do something very simple and change their life in real estate. And what did they do within 5 minutes? I brought it all down within a 5 or 10 minute course to show them how to make money. They changed the subject on me instantly. Terrified of success, started making excuses. And that's one of the reasons why people don't do it. They make excuses for themselves.
Yeah, but you said an interesting word. You used the word terrified. And they are. People are fearful. You know, people think that, well, good for you, it worked for you, but it's not going to work for me. They're very terrified about the failure. I'm bringing all this up because, you know, this is an inspirational program. I'm bringing this up because this is exactly the way it is with spiritual things. You know, people will often say to me, oh, well, of course God's going to answer your prayers. I mean, you know, you went to seminary and you worked as a clinical pastor, a chaplain, and that kind of thing. No, but it's not going to work for me. I hear that all the time. You know, well, I go in and I pray for people when I do one of my chaplaincies at a hospital, and I can tell when I offer prayer, the feedback just from the look on their face a lot of times is, yeah, well, go ahead. I mean, we'll see what happens. It's like it's like a freaking lottery machine. It's like in Vegas with the one-armed bandits, you know. Well, we'll see. We'll see what God comes up with if it even works.
I know the look. I've seen it. They look at you like you're just like a cow standing out in the field.
Yeah, right?
It's
we'll see. Go ahead. I'm like, you know, I've actually had to stop in the middle of a prayer and say, listen, you know, if you're having trust issues with God, I'm wasting my time here. I mean, you either pull it together and muster up a little bit of faith to believe with me in agreement, or, you know, I'll go somewhere else where someone can use me to help them in their situations. Because, I mean, I can feel it in the prayer that they have such a cord of disbelief on them about God answering their prayers that I feel like, I'm just tolling this load. When people agree, even though they don't know how things will turn out, but they still agree by this faith component that God is still in control and loves them enough to give them the best out there, it's a different type of atmosphere when that prayer goes forth. I hope that makes a little bit of sense. But, you know, from a physical standpoint, you can ask anybody who's in any kind of consulting business and they'll tell you. I could talk to 100 people, and maybe one or two people will become successful with the things that I tell them. Everybody else, A, they're going to give up before they even get the ball rolling. They're not going to do it anyway. They're not going to listen. They're not going to take the advice. That's whether you charge them for it or you don't. It doesn't matter. I mean, people either are wired to go in there and put action behind the things that they hear and they believe can happen, or they don't. You know what I mean?
I do. They've got to believe. That's the problem. Most people don't believe in themselves. They don't believe in the plan. They don't believe in God. They don't have enough belief. If you believe, it can happen. It's real.
It can happen. It can happen. And the other issue we're talking about is how people don't have the patience. You know, I got to tell you from a spiritual standpoint, you got to take time to be holy. Holy things take time. And this happens almost every time I go in, again, to pray for people in a chaplaincy situation. I had this one gentleman. He's probably been in the hospital for probably a month now. My best guess is some sort of respiratory issues. You know, I go in and I say, well, I see you're still here. Let me pray for you again. And he always gives me the same answer. Well, make it quick. And I always give him the same response. No, I'm sorry, but holy things take time. And when you finally make time from your hospital bed, I'm on the second floor. Look me up. I'll be glad to come pray for you. But I'm not going to rush this, and I'm not going to hurry up. I mean, it's disrespectful just to the spirit realm alone. That's disrespectful. You know,
He doesn't have much time.
Well, I mean, he's only been in a hospital for a month. Yeah, right? In a hospital bed. I mean, if you don't have time in a hospital bed to take time for holy things, you know?
You've got nothing but time to lay there and think about that. I mean, take your time.
Exactly. So at what point do you take time? I mean, I'm serious. If a person is not going to take time, they're not going to take time from their hospital bed. I mean, you either will expend the time. When I hear all this, I don't have time. I don't have time. Whether it's time for, you know, training in martial arts or going to the gym and working out or doing whatever you need to do to enhance your spirituality, whether it be going to church or whatever. I hear the I don't have time thing. You know, the truth is you're never going to have time because you have to make time. You have to expend the time. And this is a stumbling block for a lot of people, whether it's physical or spiritual, where they're not simply just taking the time. What do you think?
Oh, yeah. It took me a long time. Long, long, long time to get to where I need to go. And I'm still getting there. Mm. And I'm taking the time to learn as I go.
Right.
I still know it all. But I'm learning as I go. It's easier when you believe it. But it works.
See, Tim, some people think it's really amazing that I have 6 black belts and hopefully soon to have 7 in 2020. You know, some people think that's so amazing. And the truth is, I really just took the time not to quit.
Yeah, how many years do you have in it?
Going on 30.
Yeah, see, that's That's a lot of time.
It is.
That's a lot.
But you know
of work.
What I didn't. It is, but I, you know, time's going to happen whether you train or don't train. It's going to happen. It just really is something to be said for not quitting. I mean, I didn't, 30 years ago, I didn't walk in and go, oh, I'm going to take 30 years so I get seven black belts, a seventh degree black belt. It's not like that. You literally just go in when you're supposed to go in and you do what you're supposed to do. If
Exactly.
you just stick to the regimen, just stick to it, have the discipline to not give up and quit on it, you're going to accomplish great things in life. You don't have to be Bruce Lee to have seven black belts. I know some people think I am, but trust me, I'm not. And people who are in this business know that having the technique of Bruce Lee has nothing to do with having so many black belts. You're just talking about someone who basically never quit. And you keep going, and you keep going, and before you know it, 4 years have gone by, 8 years, 20 years, and then, 30 years, just like life. Time is going to happen anyway. And, you have to come to the conclusion and the decision that you are going to take the time. Take the time to train or get in shape or whatever you need for your body. Take the time to be holy. Holy things take time. You cannot rush the spirit realm. You know, and I always say this because I want to make sure that people understand this. If you've never heard the Eden Assignment before, is that, I am a Christian, and I know you're a Christian. And when I say spirit realm, I am talking about the kingdom of heaven. You know, I'm talking about the kingdom of God, which is basically the same thing. I'm not talking about anything new agey or anything like that. I'm very strict about what I believe. I know whom I have believed, and I know what my power source is. So I stay very focused on what I know my power source is. So there's no undefined, categories for me when it comes to spiritual beliefs. And I will not be moved. Like the Bible says, a tree planted by the water, I will not be moved. I won't be moved on my spiritual reasoning. And if everybody could feel that way about spiritual things, that they'll stand in their truth and not be moved by it, there's going to be so much more clarity on where we're supposed to be and what we're supposed to be doing. And I bring that up because, this is another situation that I see when I go in and I do my hospital chaplaincy. So many people, Tim, don't know exactly what they believe. It's not like they don't believe in God or Jesus. They really just don't know. They're not sure. They don't know. Now, some people don't believe, and they'll just flat out tell me they don't believe. But I got to tell you, I respect someone telling me that they don't believe it more than I do someone who doesn't know and is all over the place and wishy-washy. And if a Buddhist monk came in behind me, they're going to take their prayers too. Pick what you believe. It's something that at least I know where you stand. That's what I'm trying to say when I respect it. I understand where you're coming from because you know what you believe. I don't think you're right at all, but at least you're not all over the board. I mean, it's gotten to the point where I've actually said, listen, because they're believing in, the higher power of the stars or whatever, and, Santa Claus, I don't know what they believe. Just some people believe in everything. And I'm finally
when
you're figuring it out.
That's the big
well,
thing,
yeah,
the universe,
okay.
Space.
Yeah, I know. Well, I'm really like, okay, well, listen, when you figure it out, again, I'm up on the second floor, let me know. I don't know what to pray if I don't know exactly where you're coming from. And so I know everybody's on a journey, and I encourage them. I just want to encourage you to get on a spiritual journey so you can have a complete life, because you can't be complete unless you start that journey. So I guess the bottom line is I'm actually surprised that I still have that job. But we'll see. I mean, we'll see what happens with that. But spiritual things do take time, ladies and gentlemen, and you've got to expend the time. And I don't mean just, would you walk into a gym and, do three pumps on the first apparatus and turn around and leave? would you go into a karate class for like the first 5 minutes and turn around and go? You know, would you go to get your college degree and, you know, after you've been in class for 15 minutes, just leave and for the rest of the day? Of course you won't. Why? Because there is a payoff if you take the time and you do it right and you go through the steps that have been proven to work. There's a payoff for that. There's a goal at the end of that. Well, it's the same thing spiritually. It's the exact same thing. You expend the time because there is a payoff and there's a goal to that. Tim, does any of this make sense?
Oh, yeah. It's matter of fact, that's in everything you do. You got to put your time in. You got to learn about it. And then there's always the payoff. You wouldn't be doing it if it wasn't the payoff to the goal in anything.
Well, what if you can't be a nuclear scientist after 2 years of college? Do you get discouraged and do you quit? You know,
then you can't work at McDonald's, and then you realize that you need to go back and put your time in to reach your goal to get the payoff.
Right. You can't have these expectations without putting the time into it first. Wisdom and getting good at something only comes from you taking the time. And if you're too busy to take the time, then you need to not complain about where you're at in life. That may sound brutal, but I'm just telling you the truth. If you're not going to take the time to do what you need to do, then don't complain about where you are. Because a lot of people are very successful at what you're doing that you say you're not successful at. A lot of people are. You say, well, I'm fat. You know, I've tried all these diets. They don't work. Well, it worked for some people. Why didn't it work for you? Did you not have the patience? Did you not do it right? Did you not take the time? Did you not wait? If you stick with it, it will work, I promise you. If it works for one person, it just proves that it'll work for somebody, and why not you? It's
exactly. The
same thing with everything. Yeah, well, it makes sense, right? Principle, everything in your life, the key is you cannot quit. Do not quit. Don't quit.
I've seen many that do. And they get exactly what they thought they were going to get, which is nothing.
Do you wonder why people will ask your advice and your field of expertise? And why do they waste your time when they know they're never going to do anything to bust those moves and make those changes? Do you ever wonder that?
I think they're just curious to see what's different between myself and them and the way they think or what they're doing. They know what they need to do. They just don't want to do it. They're being lazy.
Well, here's two people right here, you and me, who grew up out of nothing. We didn't have any, you know, family people that mentored us or turned things over to us or we're not drinking from wells that somebody else dug. Let's put it that way. We had to dig our own wells. And, you know, we learned a lot of things through hard knocks. And, you know, if someone were to come to you and ask you for advice, you got to realize you're telling them things that they have learned from digging their own well. And they've proved through trial and error, and they tell you what you need to do and what you don't need to do, and you need to listen. Because they're expending knowledge to you. Some people, you know, they want you to pay for that knowledge, and some people don't. I mean, that's not even the point of what I'm trying to say. What I'm trying to say is if someone is telling you because they've gone through it, you really need to put in the effort behind it and take the time to do it right. And don't give up. And I don't know, a lot of people, you know, when they consult and things like that, they don't really tell people this. You know, it's almost like you need to have a little disclaimer. Well, listen, I'm going to tell you this, but I want you to know, if you quit and if you don't put the time in you need and you don't put the action behind what you're doing, it's not going to work. Do you agree to that? because we're not going to get started. I'm not going to waste my time until you agree to that.
I think that's why people charge so much money, because they know that they're going to try to take it serious. Because anything free, people just blow it off like it's not going to be worth your time anyway. So you waste your time, the person trying to help somebody.
Yeah, right. So I write, you're spending all this time and effort on someone, and the majority of people will never do anything with that. That's just been my experience. Okay, Tim, I'm going to get a little bit Jesus-y right now, because that's what I do. So I like to tell people sometimes. That way, you know, if they've had enough, they don't have to go deeper with me. But, okay, so there's a verse in the Bible, and it says, you know, faith without works basically is dead. So we have to break that down to what faith is. Faith, I always say this, faith is believing that everything's going to turn out good, even though your current circumstances may not look like it. That's what faith is. But it says faith without the action behind it, without the work behind it, is a dead machine. It doesn't work. So what that means is whenever you have that belief that everything's going to turn out okay, you need to apply and you need to expand into that. Even if it's a blind step in the dark, you need to put a foot forward toward what it is that you need to happen. I mean, seriously, sometimes the journey gets scary, and you are stepping in the dark, and you don't know if you're right, and you're not sure what's going to happen next. But that with faith, just that action behind your faith, is enough to get you through to victory. Does that make sense?
It does.
Have you ever had
every
anything
one of these
in your life?
Courses, all the courses that I've got, I had to have faith in it. Told me if I do this, I get this. I did it. Well, the Bible, that's your best course for everything in your life. Follow that plan.
Exactly.
It takes you where you need to go.
In everything and in every way. Because, you know, it's one thing to believe. And do I believe that people knock on your door and hand you things when you have faith in God? I do believe that. Listen, I've had that happen. Where literally stuff has fallen in my lap straight from heaven. I know that works. When I know that God is gracious enough and good enough out of his unconditional love to do that. But the majority of my time, Tim, I've had to put action behind whatever it is I had faith about. I mean, from day one, in every way, shape, or form, putting the action. Let me give you some examples. Let me just give you some examples, because some people may not have real clarity on what we're talking about. When I was in high school, I always knew that I wanted to be a TV news anchor. I wanted to do something with television. I didn't have any money. You know that. I've already said that. It was back in the time of Reaganomics, where it was very expensive to go to any kind of college or school. I didn't really know how I was going to be able to pull anything off, to be honest. However, I did have faith that there was a loving God who loved me and was going to give me good things in my life. I believe that. So whenever I would, you know, I was working at the mall. I had like three jobs, to be honest, and I was still in high school. But every time I saw something that looked like I could wear on TV, I would buy it. I would buy blazers and professional, you know, jackets and skirts and things like that, with the understanding that someday I was going to need those clothes, and now I'm getting a good deal on them. Now, this is me buying my clothes for a TV job I have no idea I'm ever going to get or how I could ever get it. But that is action behind my faith. And I did it without any reservation. And I did get a TV job, and I did get a better TV job and a better TV job. And I actually wore some of those clothes initially. That's just one example. Now, no praise be to me. I just give that. I just put that out there so you can see an example of how you can actually put the action behind your faith. Now, I'm wondering, Tim, what it is that you've done when you had faith, believing that things will be okay, though they don't seem like it. What kind of action did you put behind it?
in real estate business?
Yes.
Any business.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I bought all the stuff that you said. My closet's full of how to make money because I knew all these people are doing it. I knew I should be able to do it. And I believed that I can do it if they did it. It took me some doing, but I learned. I got the wisdom. I applied it. It does work. Everything works just like everybody says it does if you do. If you don't work, you don't get the results.
Well, I got to ask you this, because what's it like to be a risk taker? I mean, are you buying property really not knowing if that's a good property deal? How do you do that?
Oh, it can be scary. A lot of times you buy stuff you don't know, and you learn later it costs you a lot more money. But you're already in, so you keep moving forward. You don't look back. Just tackle it head on.
So when you see a property, you know, to the best of your ability, whether it's a good investment or it's not, do you take the chance and take a risk on it?
Well,
and,
you learn what, as you get more wise and learn more things and are dealing with it, you learn what's good, what's bad. But you still can get hit with unforeseen circumstances in property. But you can make all property work, basically, as long as you just keep moving forward. You just have to deal with it and keep moving.
Well, there's always a little bit of a risk factor in taking a chance. And some of those risks are bigger than others. For me, property investment, it's out of my league. It's probably more of an investment that I would be comfortable doing. But for other people, being able to overcome an illness or financial problems and reaching out and praying to God, that's a risk for them to do that. Because, you know, if they don't feel like they're going to get a miracle, then that would then cause a problem in their faith or their belief in spiritual things. A lot of times, faith with action will cause you to have to take a risk. Again, are you willing to put the action behind what you believe in and not have any trust issues about it, knowing that you are trained enough, that God does love you enough, and you are deserving enough to have good things in life? It's the same thing in the physical realm as it is in the spiritual realm when it comes to faith and taking the time to expend it properly. Do you have anything else you would like to add to that, my friend?
I just don't see that there, risk, everybody says risk. The Bible, the training material for me to learn how to do houses, it's the same. It says, if you do A, you get B. That's it. So I always had the faith, even though sometimes I was scared to take the risk. I knew if I did this, I was going to get this result from it. The Bible says to do this, and you get this result from it. And it hasn't proved me wrong yet. So I'm not afraid of risk anymore.
Right. And there's comfort and encouragement in the blueprints that you see in the Bible on how to live your life. You know, all things work together for the good of those who are in Christ Jesus. If you seek first the kingdom of God and try to do the right thing, then all these things that you want and you need will be added to you. You're going to get them. There is, again, like you said, A plus B equals C. If you can apply the rules, or what I call in the Bible the isms, they will work for you. There's no reason why they won't work for you. But again, that's part of your belief system, which is called faith. I believe everything is going to be okay, even if I look around me right now and it doesn't presently look like it. Good stuff.
It is good stuff.
Well, my Lord, you are a longtime friend of mine, Tim. I really appreciate you, and I appreciate you doing this show with me, and you know, and much continued success with you, with your property investment and the things that you do in your future. And I know that I know your story, and I know that you haven't always been a spiritual person. Matter of fact, you often tell me that you wish you would have started that journey a lot earlier than what you did. But
yes,
the good news is you did start it eventually.
That's the best move I ever made.
Yeah, right. So, again, thank you so much for being on the show. I'm just going to let everybody know that, you know, if you like the inspiration that you're hearing, I hope that you will take an investment into my books. You know, I wrote books with a step of faith, believing that, you know, they would become successful. And I'm very glad to report that, you know, third quarter sales are in, and I'm doing pretty good all around with my four books. And, gee, some of them have been out a long time, so I don't want to brag about that. But, you know, well, why shouldn't I brag about that, Tim? That's good, man. People write books all the time. My book's still doing good. All glory
Saints
to God for that.
Saints. Hey, that's what we're talking about, success. You put the time in. You need to reap the reward and tell everybody, hey, it works.
Yeah. God is good. I give all glory to God for everything. Hey, listen, I should be a dead person. I shouldn't even be here right now. I should be dead, and I'm not. So I can't in any way, shape, or form be ungrateful. So anyway, you know, I appreciate the response in my magazine columns that I write for, and now I do get out and I do a lot of shows and things like that and seminars. So I try to post this stuff on my social media pages. I do have the Eden Assignment Inspirational Series and the Eden Assignment Warfare Series, the Facebook group pages. Inspirational is kind of like what we're talking tonight. Warfare gets a little more heavy duty. It's, you know, if you really want to get really serious on your spiritual walk, then go to the Warfare Series. I've started with 10 programs that I really felt led to put out there to help people that are serious about their spiritual journey. So I do this stuff, Tim. I really don't care if it's popular or not. It doesn't matter to me. I've given up a long time ago worrying about whether or not people like me or what they think. It doesn't really matter. I mean, I know that I'm off the beaten path, but, you know, God wires people the way he wires them for certain reasons, and I'm just glad to know, my longtime friend, that I'm not the only strange person around, that you too are also a little strange. You still there?
Sometimes the strange ones, they go off on their own direction to make things happen that nobody else would go.
Just kidding. But it's
okay to be a weirdo.
You know, it's our kind of strange. So it's okay. As long as you're our kind of strange, it's okay. All right. Listen, thanks again, friend. And God bless you, everybody. Until we see you next time on the Eden Assignment, I hope you have a great week. Hope you learned something. Bye-bye.